Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah, we found it. Hallelujah. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. And I spoke a bit about this. And subdue the earth. Replenish the earth and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the air and over every living thing that creepeth upon the earth. So there are three layers that the Lord has commanded that we must have dominion. Now, this is very significant because this is the curriculum. This is what God expects. Now, this scripture is not for pastors. As wonderful as that may be, you can't solve every problem with preaching. I was in a session this last week. And some of the people at the session didn't think I would be the one to speak there. So it was a business chat. So when they asked some of them to feedback, they said, oh, Pastor. I didn't know if I should stone them. There's no pastor here. Oh, Pastor, one of your secret for... I took bikini, baby. You brought it here again. Eh? It's a business chat. There's no time for it. Oh, Pastor, it's so good to see you. I'm surprised. Oh, good. I just say thank you. So can we have the real feedbacks now? Can we have some real conversation here? If the Lord said, subdue the earth, and he also said, replenish it, that means there are things in the earth that must be replenished. That means they are getting depleted. Every time you give Satan space in your life, or you give Satan space in your family, please understand that he's not just there for show. He's there to steal. He has a PhD in this area. He's there to steal. So every time you are trying to retrace your step, it is not just your steps you will retrace. You will look for everywhere Satan has taken things out of your life. And you have to sow those seeds back. Because it's not playing. God plants, Satan steals. And God says, Tina, replenish your earth. My earth is not your earth. That's why we can be in the same house and she is living a blessed life and I could be struggling. And I realized that many of us could have made much progress if we simply humble ourselves and admit that we don't know. Even though we are very prayerful. Prayer does not solve every problem. The first function of prayer is for intimacy, is to draw close to God. When you draw near to God, the first function of prayer is not to receive things. Those are the last things. So if you are praying and God is blessing you with his presence and is giving you a sign, giving you a song, like the way we just sang, that's the prayer has been answered. That's every time God gives you a victory note, it's because the prayer has been answered. It has nothing to do with whether you have seen the physical manifestation. That's nothing. That's the problem. You want to see before you believe. And Jesus said, believe and you shall receive. Listen to me. You are going to find that everything is just changed. It will just happen like 3 months ago, I was suffering. How do you explain this transition? Because there is a God who opens doors and no man can shut. If God decides to bless you, Satan will agree with him that it's time. But you know, there are certain things that fall to us. There are things we must do. Say, my father walketh hitherto and I walk. If God is walking, why are you sleeping? Do you understand that there is no significant progress you will make in your life without sacrifice? Significant emphasis on significant. You will many times have to leap out of what is certain into what seems uncertain. Like, I don't know what will happen, but I'm just taking this step of faith. Some people are saying, I'm praying, Pastor, I'm praying. I want to know what God is saying. But it's not really that they want to hear God. They are afraid. Because even if God speaks, they will not move. Say, Pastor, I know God said, but, Pastor, you know, there's this other aspect. I don't know. You said God said, well, move. Because whenever God speaks, one of the elements you see is that faith will be created, faith will be born. So if you truly heard God and there's no faith to move, you didn't hear God. Am I too fast for you? I'm teaching you how to interpret some of these things. When you say you've prayed and you fasted 21 days and then they come and press you. Stay close to the fire. No ants will come close to you. If you invest 21 days of your prayer and fasting into just being close to God, you become so hot, they can't stay around. It's unfair of God that the only time you pray and fast for 21 days when you have a problem, it's unfair. It's unfair on all the things he has done for you. That you now want to muscle him with food abstinence. Meanwhile, you fast from food, but you don't fast from Instagram. And those are the things your soul likes. Don't worry about who is trending. Stay away. They are not looking for you. When you finally get to where God is taking you today, they will be the one looking for you. But if you keep watching TV, you will never be on TV. Yeah? Just keep watching it. Hey, hey, my favorite show. Hey, hey. One day, don't wake up, you are 90 years. He said, replenish the earth. Regardless of who wins a battle, the territory where that battle is fought cannot be the same. Because there will be destructions. Buildings will be bombarded. Your family may be tested and tried. So when God says, subdue the earth, it's a call to spiritual warfare. Are you hearing me now? It's a call to spiritual warfare. You must be trained for it. Don't give up. That's Satan's strategy to destroy you. Look at how far you have come. Do you think you got there by with your strength? Do you know how many people are really, you know, like even way smarter than you are? So where are those guys who had first class in your set? Where are they? Just think about it. Where are they? I want you to be thinking. It's not by works, let any man should boast. You may be walking in Chevron now, you won't be able to sleep because of high blood pressure. And you may just have one small thing you are doing here and God is meeting your needs and you have peace of mind. Say, let them replenish the earth. The earth is depleted. It's depleted. When man began to do his own thing and partner, I hope you know, God made this statement. Adam had not sinned. When God said, replenish the earth, Adam had not sinned. I hope you know that. Please, are we together? That means certain things happened before Adam came. And those things were the reason why Adam was brought into the picture. So if you don't understand that every decision God makes with you or takes on your matter is strategic to his own agenda, you will keep thinking that the reason why God wants to bless you is because of you. No, there's something beyond that. This earth is a battleground. So people don't know it. Some people are born into this world with battles. Some were born into a family. It happened that the family had battles. They inherited it. Some, from the name they gave them, they already had battles. From the woman who first baited some people, the battle started. In this earth, siblings hurt each other. Siblings tried to take each other's life. Esau and Jacob. Oh my God. This is a life of battles. Don't be naive. Don't be naive. Don't explain everything away as if it's some formula in physics. There are battles. If Satan knows that you're getting married, we do damage to his kingdom. He will fight you. He will fight you there. It's not about getting married. It's about staying married. And these are the battles our generation, these Gen Zs, they will fight, for which they are not prepared for, because a generation above them, that is our own, taught them that church was about entertainment. So we lost the power of prayer. We did not know how to sit under the word of God and be fed. Not necessarily for our benefit, but for the plan of God for our lives. We don't need to, our ears have been trained to hear God's word in a particular way, which is not completely godly. I was watching a pastor and his wife online. They were playing ball on the altar. And the ball was the Bible. They would put the ball. Kick it. In the U.S., one brought a wrecking, you know this wrecking ball that strippers use. Put it on the altar. Because of, you want to attract people. So you may not know how bad the situation is. So. We have unbelievers as pastors now. We have people that have never met Christ opening the door for you in church. We have people who still don't understand that yoga is a religion. Yoga, that thing you go, you say you are deceiving yourself, you are gymming. I'm not talking about gymming, I'm talking about yoga now. The Indians know it. Go online and Google it. Stop, don't take my word for it. Every pose is a language and it's a form of worship. Go and check it. The Indians don't practice it casually. And you find this signage, oh, we do yoga here. Say, I like that place. And you pay 40,000 to be infested with demons. And you now want to ask, Lord, I want to subdue the earth. The problem with those kind of battles is that even if you start praying, it will be very hard for you to trace your weakness to yoga. Because you going to the gym. It's not like you are directly sinning against God. In quote. But it is idol worship. Go and check it. Do your research. If you go to a church, check the pastor very well, including the one that is talking. Talking about, say you need to open your third eye. Third eye. I watch pastor sessions online where they are anointing their third eye. What are you touching this place? This is where the third eye is. It's a demonic gateway. That's how they see your number, know your address, and they can't tell you the will of God. Why will somebody come to me and prophesy and tell me what I ate? Tell me what my father's name is. Tell me. At the end of the day, what is the information? He said, come and sow seed. That's all. You might have found my father's name on Facebook. Anyway, it wasn't on Facebook before. I mean, if you see his name on Facebook, I put it there. It's not there. It's not revelation. Especially if that's the only thing you have to tell me. You must have your eyes open. People are giving themselves over to demons. Because many people who say they are spiritual are not practicing Christianity. They are practicing spiritism. Spiritism. And that's a different matter. I'll come and address it one day. There are things that you will not outrightly see that they are evil. But they weaken your resolve. When you want to take the land, you are rejected. There are things around you. Even the prophet, the high priest, Zechariah, stood before the presence of God. And Satan began to torment him. In the book of Zechariah. And I'll read one chapter of prophecy from Zechariah before I close. He was rejected. Look at God. Look at him. Look at Satan. He couldn't proceed. Say, this one is dirty. It's possible for you to stand before. Yeah, I know you are the righteousness of God, but you can be filthy. You can be filthy. You can be serving God because you feel like you did. There are people who, if they don't feel like, they won't come to church. It's not a feeling thing. Say, do not forsake, as the manner of some is. So one of the ways you know a backsliding Christian is his refusal to go to church, according to Hebrews. Because if truly, you say, it doesn't matter, it's my heart I'm using to follow God. Okay, I accept. Every Sunday from next Sunday, everybody who comes here will be taking $500 each. That's what the Lord told me. So we should be giving everybody $500. This front seat will be the first to be filled, not the back. Some people like that extension.
You will see that I just feel led. I just want to be close to the altar. Because money is their God. What a pastor owes you is the word of God. In truth, not money. My job is not to give you money. It's to teach you how to walk with God. So I'm not a bank. And if you see the signboard outside, say Harvest Word. Are we together? I'm talking about replenishing the earth. So the moment God created man and he said, replenish the earth, subdue it. That means the earth is riotous. The earth is rebellious. There's something in the earth that goes against destinies. There's something in the earth, the sin, the rebellion of Lucifer, who was the prince over that former world. The rebellion of Lucifer has stained the earth. Do you know why up to today, God says man will not live beyond 120? Because man had merged with the Nephilim. They've merged with fallen angels, with the watchers. They've given birth to giants. The Bible said these giants were men of renown. Do you know what men of renown are? Songo. Yeah. Ogun. Yeah. Amadioa. Obatala. All these things you are reading, all this history in your village, you know, you people believe in your village that you are the first people to come to it. One said it was a chicken that first landed at Ife. Do you know many of these gods that we honor? They were first human beings.
Yes, sir.
You didn't ask how they became gods. They were men of renown,
yes, sir.
Sons of giants. Or sons of the fallen angels. And if you read the book of Genesis, you would think that everything happened in one day. In between each chapter, there are years. There are men of renown. That means the giants were born. They grew. The Bible said they taught men strange inventions. They taught men incantations. They taught men witchcraft. How do you think men suddenly knew what to say to trigger a particular manifestation demonically? Somebody taught them. Men didn't go to war until Nimrod and until the fallen angels came. When you think they were building a tower to go to heaven, do you think it's actually a physical building alone? Do you think it's just physical? Do you think anything flesh can touch God? That means that thing they were raising had a very strong occultic background. The same thing with Illuminati. The same thing with those spirits, that thing you see on the dollar. That you see, that third eye, everything has a demonic connotation. Be careful before you allow somebody lay his hands on you.
Yes, sir.
Sir, are you born again? Do you live? Do you believe in holiness? Don't just go somewhere and because they tell you your name and phone number, you put your head down, they transfer spirits to you. People are having dreams of the pastor showing up and sleeping with them. And they are waking up saying they are delivered. Sorry, maybe I'm upset, but are you with me this morning? So I'm telling you about replenishing. There's a battle going on now, and most of us are not aware of it. We are so involved and engrossed with ourselves, we can't even see what is going on around us. So if things are going well for you, it's time to pray. Don't give up. Most of us here, we are just surviving on God's mercy. Because if God closes his eye for 1 second, the enemy will erode everybody. Satan is not playing. We have pastors now saying that the doctrine of Apostle Paul is Apostle Paul's idea. It's not scripture. Learn where? From your own mouth. You can say that. You can say that. Huh? We have popular apostles saying that there's a place Paul said a man can sleep with a woman even if they are not married. They are the apostles you follow. I'm not going to call names, but go and do your research. But because they are popular, you like and share. You didn't even listen to what he posted before you liked it. I want to see the scripture. I know where the scripture is talking about it, and he has still misinterpreted it. An apostle doesn't mean you. If you are not a teacher, just stay in your level. Be giving us motivational speech. Let's know that it's motivation that is your area. Don't give us. Don't.
Yes, sir.
I got so angry. I just myself, I said, I won't preach again. Because I'm tired. I'm tired of rubbish. It's not even safe to just listen blindly. There's one. Oh, God. There's somebody offering sacrifice in that state there. Live human, as in animal sacrifice. Oh. Say they are offering it the way Moses offered sacrifice. In 2024, when China is building light rails and some people are offering. And even the ram is not even the fat one. Psalm 82 verse 5. Are you here this morning? If you don't begin to look and ask questions, you must hold your pastor accountable. I'm not a big man of God. I'm your brother in Christ. My intention is not to blow. If Jesus is fine with me, I'm okay. So if you are looking for a celebrity, you are in the wrong place. I was having a wonderful life in the bank before they chose me to come. So, and I could have lost some of my swag. It's because of the way God deal with me. So, I'm old school now, no problem. Bro Bimbo, it got so bad for me. I just went back to listen to all those old men. For some strange reason, I find Pastor Kumi so comfortable to listen to now. I'm telling you, it sounds so like, why am I not even in this church? I listen to Brock Billy Akoni. Like, it's like I'm something. How did we? Billy is what you listen to when you want to go on retreat. Huh? And you'll be charged up. Now, Billy is now like the few. It's not like they are perfect, though, but for that, for you to know how bad. And some of you have danced, you dance here. You go and dance on TikTok, you dance on Instagram, dance at karaoke, you do everything. And Satan is just going behind you and depleting your earth. And you are not sensitive. That anytime there's a lot of pleasure and entertainment, there's a robbery going on. Psalm 82, 5. They know not. Come on, say they know not. Neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. These people conduct, they are dancing away their sorrow, but they are walking on in darkness. He said, all the foundations of the earth. What happened to them? They are out of course. Shaking. Give me amplified. This is Bible. I don't know the one you are reading, you know. This is not a Sunday, good Sunday. Let's hear me message come. Something that can excite. You see that it was good we worshiped God before hearing this thing. So, good for you. Alright, give me amplified. The rulers do not know, neither do they understand. They walk on in darkness of complacent satisfaction. Can you see? You are so happy that nobody is talking about sin again. We are all in the same boat. We are so happy that right now, men can... You see, there's a place for personal grooming. Nobody will teach you. But if you want to get into the White House, you need to go and change your... You will borrow money and change your wardrobe. If they ask you to come to the White House today. Nobody will tell you because maybe they will reject you from the gate. Not knowing that you are the special guest of honor. Dress for your prophecy. It's not pride. Dress for where you are going. Dress for where... Look like the kind of person God can easily recognize and bless. Why should you be a Christian and you are the reason why people are lost in? People cannot even look at you straight up. They have to be putting their face on the floor because of the ungodly spirit that you call the Holy Spirit that you claim to have. So they walk on in complacent satisfaction. After all, Bro Femi is doing it. Bro Femi. Bro Pat. Bro Tokwe said it doesn't matter. I was blessed by Pastor Tokwe's message last Sunday. Please, let's appreciate Pastor Tokwe. I was telling them this morning while I was on my way to Lekki Church with Pastor Ayo. I drove Pastor Ayo and Pastor Ayo was listening. Then he said, is this your service? Say, wow. Say, that's deep. He said, is it not Pastor Tokwe? Because Pastor Tokwe greeted him while we were in the office. He said,
say, is he not that pastor? He said, ah, that, he said, he's the one preaching. He said, yeah. Pastor, I shook his head. So, so I knew he was impressed. Me, I listened to the message till we got to Lekki Church. I've not checked what my wife preached, but most likely she's on fire. Yes, it's a DNA thing. Yeah. If you came to church for Pastor Gbenga, even me, I don't come for myself. Give me my scripture. If I don't come, Pastor Gbenga, eh? I'm following the money. You better arrange yourself. I may not even notice you. Say they walk on in darkness of complacent satisfaction. Look at this. All the foundations of the earth, and he now explained the fundamental what? The fundamental principles of the administration of justice. What happens to them? They are shaking. That means when we say the earth has gone out of course, people have started violating the principles on which God established the earth. You don't sow, you want to reap. You don't work, you don't have a job, you're not planning to work because your suffering is not you like soft life. On my own account, you want to live soft life on my account. They play. Look at this. This is very powerful. You see, the fundamental principles. That means if I can even take my time to study the principles that govern this earth. Eh? Like sowing and reaping. And when you talk about sowing and reaping, it's not just sowing. Sowing to the extent that even the heavens cannot reject your harvest. They will command it. He said, give a portion to 7 and to 8, for you do not know the what? You do not know what? No. No. Ecclesiastes 11. Ecclesiastes 11. Let's quickly. And I just did foundation, though. I have not even entered this message. Ecclesiastes 11. Are you blessed this morning? Cast your bread upon the waters, verse 1. For you shall find it after many days. Ecclesiastes 11, 1. Verse 2. Give a portion to 7 and to 8. You see the first verse there, it says cast. Huh? You know what it means to cast? Thank you. You cast. You spread. You keep acquiring knowledge. Commercial knowledge. You are not lazy. Don't be happy when you are studying and sleeping. It's nothing to be happy about. I said, there are people who battle with insomnia. But when you put a book in front of them, it's like magic. It's nothing to be proud of. Cast your bread. That means there are some things I will do, but there were dangerous things. It was not convenient, but I cast the bread. Huh? Give me that scripture. Do you have it? Cast your bread. What do you do with bread? You eat it. God said, cast it out. It's for the future. It's not now. Can't be belching every time. That's a sign of being blessed. I'm living a blessed life. Do you see that it is actually God's mercy not to promote some people? Because if you didn't rest on the principles for progress and they promote you, you will destroy people. Honor should be far from such people. You can't even explain how you got here. And then they put men under you. He said, give me verse 2 now. He said, give a portion to 7 people and also to 8. Give a portion to 7. 7 is the number of perfection. Which means after you have done what is required from you, God said, take a step further and do it again. If the Lord tells you, give 7 people 500 naira. After I've done 7, God says, look for the 8th person. 8 is the number of new beginning. 7 means you have satisfied the requirement. 8 means you have qualified for a new beginning. Give to an 8th person. Give me that scripture. He said, for you do not know what evil shall be upon the earth. That means that when the evil comes, you see this earth matter again. You see this earth? You know, I told you this earth is a trouble spot. When that evil comes upon the earth, it is these people you are given to that will stand and support you. There was a brother in the Bible that Jesus spoke about. The brother was an accountant. But the brother mismanaged his employer's funds. Then the employer said, I'm going to sack you. You know, there are some people, before they sack you, they will tell you. It's not like that one they do in your office that you'll be working very hard. You just see letter. Bam. In my office, in those days in the Shore Bank, they'll just yank you off. You just, put your password against profile no longer exists. Say, let me restart the system. My brother. I wish I could tell you that what you are thinking is what has happened. just call me. Say, boss, I don't feel login. We have to start now. I know nothing we have, because what you don't know is that what you are now aware is that I'm already aware you have been fired since morning. And I knew that your profile has been programmed to self-delete at 3 p.m. so that we can balance account in the office 4 p.m. so that you will not demoralize everybody. You'll be deleted as we are closing for the day. So you go home and settle yourself. I say, you know if you log in. Make I look at. Come out. I'll use the same stain. I'll log in. I say, if you enter now. Try again. Adiloju _05. And as chat my boss. His profile is gone. Say, don't leave him. Tell him to balance. Yeah, around 5. You say, Adiloju, where are you? He went to the restroom. You know, when those things happen, you have to go to the restroom. They just come by and say, sit down. How are you? What happened to your profile? Say, it's okay. Have you balanced? Just call me on the intercom. Is it good? Say, yes. Okay. You see, my friend, in this life, is God that knows how everybody's destiny. You see this destiny? And my boy is a Muslim. Say, akoleni. It's like God has already written everything, that there's nothing you can do, that there are people that go through this challenge. Nobody that will be great that will not go through challenge. They will start motivating you. Then you see tears. To be a leader is not easy. You are being paid to break bad news. Say, give a portion to 7 and to the 8. I'm telling you how to subdue the 8. See, those of you whose fingers and hands are like this, you can't beat the system. You can't beat it. Some of you will say you want to see me for counseling. If you just listen to this message, you won't need me. I'm telling you, alone. Just take the message. You see, why you forget what I teach is because of TikTok. You know what Agnes said to me? She said, I delete TikTok on Monday and install it on Friday. Then as I'm ending the weekend into the next week, I delete it again for my sanity. That's powerful. Even me, I couldn't do it. So I just say, wow, praise God. Hallelujah. But that's tough. You get to that point, just realize that, that's why you don't have friends. Pastor, I don't have friends. Delete TikTok, delete all those things. Go to your neighbor and knock. How are you? Who is here? Are you the one living here? You have made a friend. Give a portion to 7. These are practical principles. So this doesn't always mean money. It means be willing to help. Huh? Build bridges. Count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Go out of your way. Because when you hear it, we are talking about people. We are talking about people with influence. People who can open the door and nobody will check your certificate. And they'll say, go in. Oh, I'm from Mr. Adulojo. Okay, go in. My wife referred somebody for a job. Because some of you are not even aware that we went to school. My wife and I, we are graduates. Somebody here called one pastor that is my friend to be asking for counsel. The pastor said, "Is Pastor Benga not your pastor?" He said, "Person put him on hold, called me. Pastor, where are you?" He says, "Do you know so-so person?" I said, "Say it's on underline with me." I said, "Okay." Say he's talking about this. I said, "Those are things I've addressed. You should go and listen to my message." The pastor said, "Okay, Enisu," called the person back. "Young man, I can help you, but I'm not your pastor. This thing you are asking me to do is your pastor's work. When last did you see your pastor?" He said, "I can't remember." So that's it. Meanwhile, you'll be posting my picture on status. I don't want status. I'm not a WhatsApp pastor. I'm not one of those who pray for people on WhatsApp. You ignore the system God has put in place to bless you. Then you'll be trying to fight for somebody's attention who does not have to give. Go and this scripture has clearly told us you must have at least 7 levels of influence. And if you are lucky, 8. That's what I'm seeing in that scripture. There are people that on speed dial, if you call them, this one is influential in tech. This one is a pastor. This one is a lawyer. This one, if you need counsels of wisdom, go to this man. If you need this one, go. This is a doctor. This is a nurse. There must be at least 7 people that if you call them now, they will not see it as a body to run towards you. But you also have to invest in that relationship. Not to be sending long epistles, telling them all those texts that people will say, "This year happened." Send it to 10 people. I block so many people who are pastors for doing that rubbish to me. I'm not trying to give my life to Christ. I'm in Christ. Stop hounding me with all this. I don't want to be nasty. Don't stop sending me link of online prayer early in the morning. The man is doing his job. I'm a pastor. The meeting is not for me. Why are you inviting me? It's a prophetic daily prayer. I'm a prophet. What's your problem? Send it to those who need national prophetic prayer. I don't even know the meaning of that thing. You understand? There are things we do. The persons you are doing, they don't look at it like this person has not learned. The matter of your destiny is not online that will solve it. You need accountability partners. You need people who can tell that, "Oga, you are wrong." Last month or 2 months ago, I came and I preached a message. And I said Reuben was not among the tribe that was sent to spy the land. Then I came back and I corrected it. How many people can correct their message? You think it's easy to stand in front of camera and say you made a mistake? So the question is, how many things have I said to you that were even outright lies? Go and get the first message. But as we round up, there are at least 7 to 8 people that must be very strategic. You must prayerfully allow God lead you to those people. Invest in that relationship. Stop that nonsense of, "Hey, you, if I know the call, you know the call, but are you a child? Do you think people are watching Netflix like you? People are busy. This last 1-2 weeks, I have sought for sleep. I didn't find. I sought for it. Bible says, give his beloved sleep. So the question is, are you even his beloved? Because you are a pastor, you can't sleep. I take my children to school. They don't let me tell you my routine. Bath, get them ready. Bath, cook. Early in the morning, like 4 a.m., cook. Then take them to school. Then I say, once I come in, let me just sleep for 2 hours before my meetings will start. It's a lie. By the time I lift my head up, it's time to pick them from the school, and I'm out. So that's why I say, "Pastor, I wanted to call you, but I know you are I'm busy." Yes, you said, "I'm busy." Did I not promise I'll call you? Did I call you? I'm still trying to make that call. I didn't forget. When you see people around us, like Tobe, like some of us here, they are very busy. It's not the time for you to, you see, because some of you are praying for one miracle. So the miracles are around you. They are relationships. Anybody that is serious will not force himself on you. Anybody that is serious with his life will not force himself on you. Put yourself in a place of honor. I went for one meeting at Lekki. They put me beside the elevation pastor. We sat down together. So while they were introducing the pastor, they now introduced, well, they introduced him. They now wanted to introduce me. They now say, prophet, pastor, doctor. I don't know why the thing happened like that too. You know, the elevator, he stood up, he said, I said, me, I'm trying to be like you. Make you, I mean, what could I take her easy? Ignore that man. I'm happy to meet you, sir. I'm a bashe, Jeff. The person that wants to help is prostrating for you. And you took it. Says the favor of God. Ah. Are you blessed this morning? The next season of a lot of us here are tied to the people around us now. Not somewhere, somebody in the future. Somebody sitting with you now. If you just get out of your pride and say, good morning, sir. I canceled with some Gen Z's and this thing. And I noticed most of them don't know how to say, sir. Hi, good morning. Hello, good morning. I got a contract. Even my own friend, Pastor Desmond, I don't relate with him carelessly. My best friend. Huh? I know when I'm playing with him and I know when I honor him. If you are very clear, if you observe me with him, you will notice. I don't play with people that are in my space. I try to be careful. I don't want to disregard them. Because if I make, those are people that say, Pastor, that's the way they talk yesterday. You know, say no day Bible. Because some people will not check. Pastor Winger has said it. Yeah, Pastor Winger drank Shepe before coming to church. He wasn't thinking straight. Look around you. There are people that can help you. And I'm not talking about money. It may be just one counsel. Abi? There are people in this church, if I have something I really need to do, I'll call them. I'll call them. Ah, this thing, what do you think? I had a problem with one of my... more like we are clients, to each other. But they are in the U.S., an IT firm. I will not tell you who is clienting who, but he said. And there was a problem. So I sent them a mail. I said, there's a problem, one thing. They are 7 hours away. They responded. The first response came in less than 5 minutes. So in my mind, like, don't you guys sleep? He said, we are so sorry that you have to go through. Even though somewhere in my mind, I knew I was the one that made mistake. He said, we are so sorry. Please give us a few minutes to get. Please provide this. Do you have this? But you see someone like Bukola. She's in the tech space and she's a trained lawyer. In her mind, she cannot help you. If many of us stop looking down on people, we'll go far. Yes. Because we are talking about the earth. Say subdue the earth. You think you can subdue it alone? To subdue the earth, God gave Adam a wife. And here you are. You are not married. You have not even managed the relationship for 3 years successfully. I say, well, women are nothing. What do you need a woman for? That's what I heard one pastor say. What do you need a woman for? Just to give birth. I have children. If you know, you throw her away. You don't need women for anything. Even you, you can say this. Cut it back, yeah? Things don't spoil. What's women? What do you need a woman for? Oh, yeah. If you know the way men think, you'll be afraid of them. Men are very bad people. If you know a man whose mind Holy Spirit has breathed on, is safe. A man that is not in Christ, don't let you show you what he's thinking. Don't let God, don't even let him show you small. That's the way men think. But this one is even a pastor. So that's why I told you, don't be careless. Don't be reckless. Marry thee. Don't dull yourself and just say, oh, because somebody's, anybody that you want to be accountable to should also be accountable to you. It's as simple as that.
This is how to go far. That's why you find all those men that you pray up, you pray about God. I want to be like that. That's why you notice that they don't have many friends. Because at that level, it's easy to crash. So it is the people who have been in their space for 20 years that they remain with. They don't make new friends. Are you here now? So there's the prayer aspect. But this is the other side of that, the front end of that equation. The back end is the prayer and fasting. But the front end, for many of you, you want to possess the earth, you have to come out of your shell. And stop praying. Stop hiding your weakness under a prayer life. You don't know how to talk. How will you learn how to communicate if you don't start talking? You still have to. That's the only problem of talking, is practical. You can't talk in your mind. Now you want to propose, you are not confident. Because you are always praying. All the worship leaders are going out of the country to marry now. So what do you want? Stay there and be worshiping. Stay there. What you talking about? If you lie, shout. You don't cast. My brother is enjoying his life. Very soon you will hear it's in the US. Stay there. Be playing his songs on YouTube. Why didn't he see anybody amongst those that they are singing together? Think now. Who will just try to spiritualize? Think. But when he... Oh, God. I'm sorry, man. If you guys are not feeling me, but... I just hope somebody will wake up. I just need somebody to wake up. One person to wake up this morning. This crisis that moved the dollar to 1,900 made a lot of people millionaires in this country. I was talking to one of our pastors here in church. I won't tell you who, so that you won't go and be sending text message. But he made a lot of money. In dollars. In dollars, not lots of money. Because he had the dollars and he didn't know, the thing just spiked to 1.9, and that was it. The pastor is not in this, our Maryland, so don't even think about it. Some of you will be thinking one thing now. It's not though anybody, all these men, they are angels. They are not, they have no love for money. These ones here, they are going to heaven. Are you blessed this morning? Please pay attention. Don't skim through when you are studying. Don't skim through what I'm saying mentally. Pay attention. I'm trying to get to you. Adam was a creation in God's heart. Adam was first created in the realm of the spirit. But for them to possess the earth and subdue it and take it back from Satan, they needed to be put on this planet. And when God put them on this planet, he put them within a work frame called Eden. And when I come next week, I'm going to begin to talk about the wealth of the righteous. Because in that garden, there was gold. God wants you to be rich in a very stupid way. I know it's too much for your mind. Huh? What we are used to is that you work and remain a slave. That wasn't the design. Work was meant for alignment, for destiny, for ministry, not necessarily to feed you. Everything Adam will feed on was already in the garden. It had nothing to do with his, whether it was a carpenter or whatever. And that is still God's model. Do what I want, I will bless you. That's what he wants. Marry her, I will bless you. If you don't marry her, you struggle. God gave Eve to Adam, and when Satan wanted to destroy them, he ensured they were isolated. He ensured Adam had gone out on a task. Adam did not go out to loaf around. He went out to walk. Satan played the fast one on Eve. Compare that to make a decision for two people alone. And that was it. We are here now. There was a brother in the Bible. They wanted to sell a land and give the money to church.
It was their decision. Pastor did not say, bring this amount. He said, whatever you are led. The brother sold the land. He said, okay, how much did we sell? He said, 45 million. Okay. Which of the land did we sell? Oh, no, it's the one in phase one.
Okay.
Well, Peter is a man of God. What will you do with 45 million? Let's give him 20. 20 would have been fine. If that brother had come out and said, sorry, we have 45, but we just feel led to give 20. No quarrel. He behaved as if he gave everything, and that was God's problem with him. He died. That's how God hates deceit. If the God of Peter visits Nigeria again, or many churches, people will not come to church again. If the God of Peter, that Peter that we used to say Peter is not spiritual, that Peter, if his God comes to Nigeria for 1 week, many pastors will die, their members will follow. God met some, it's the pastors that are even stealing. There's nothing wrong with having a part-time job. You don't have to steal and go to hell. Some people will go to hell because they became pastors. So you don't have to be a pastor. I told my mom, it's not compulsory to be a pastor. You are 70-something. You can just be loving God. You are close to Jesus already. Don't. May God give you people who can look you in the face and tell you the truth.
Amen.
I say may God look you in the face. Put people in your life that can tell you the truth.
Amen.
There was a particular opportunity and I was discussing with Pastor David. Oh, there's this job offer. We were talking about asking somebody to take the job offer somewhere else. And the question was, will the person be able to handle that level of trust? The person is spiritual. But can the person undo? That's the question. Because I needed to be sure in my heart that it's not my mind that is playing me. So I called Pastor David. This offer, or there's this thing, there's this. Pastor David said, Pastor, leave the matter. That's how bad my job is now. I shop for jobs. I go to shopping the way you all go to shopping. So that, okay, there's one offer here. Take it. But some people even get the job, then suddenly I'm not good enough to be their pastor. Unfortunately, I don't even like myself. So it's not about you. Even if you don't like me, I don't like myself. I don't even like the way I talk. If you see, when I was very young, I used to have one baby face like this. Everything as only God knows. When I see Joel now, I remember... I saw my picture as a baby and as a child. So I called Joel. I said, who is this? He said, that's me. I said, I love you. I said, that's your dad, though. He said, no. I called the rapper. I said, this is Joe. You know, he just split me into two. Give half of me to Joel. Give half of me to Joshua. I said, that's me. Don't get it twisted, though. If you do anyhow. Zechariah 8:12. Let's close this service. I've already given you some very clear words today. Go and work on them. And if you didn't hear what I said, go and download the message. But this year, you must flourish.
Amen.
If you don't make progress, it will not be because you were not told what you needed to do. Every time you notice that you are stuck on a particular level, you try to break, you can't get out, you try to break, look for a new friend. Friends are the ones that open doors to seasons. It means your current level, you are stuck. You can't go beyond because of the kind of people around you. If your office, where you work, all they do is backbite and do eye service. Hold your 2 ears. You cannot be there for long. Go to the next place, they will do eye service. Don't stay in that one again because they will pull you down. For those of you who go to canteen, your office canteen, and you talk about the policy of the company that is not okay, that's not why they gave you job. You are not there to discuss the policy that is not okay. You are there to do your job and get paid. They will take what you said and go and report you. They will not say there were two of you. Meanwhile, you don't know how to fight. You don't know how to cry. You don't know how to defend yourself. They will now rope you in because you must talk. You must say your mind. You are a man of war. Are you blessed this morning? We are going to take the air to... We are going to take the earth. Don't tell people things if they don't need to know.
They don't need to know. Some people say, how are you? Say, fine. They are not, they just want to feel your pain. They want to hear that you are in pain. They are not really interested in praying for you. So let the Holy Spirit lead you before you start telling people. I beg, give me Zechariah 8:12. Hallelujah. This is a word of blessing. Hallelujah. He said, for the seed shall be what? Ah, you are not getting it. He said, for the seed shall be what? This is a process. I said, the seed shall be what? Pay attention to me. When God gives you your earth, you are the one that will plant the seed. Are you here now? So don't play. This thing has nothing to do with your age. It has everything to do with the kind of seed you are putting in the ground. If you want a happy marriage, you have to plan for it. A happy marriage is not by accident. Showing yourself on WhatsApp, on TikTok, is not what we announce you. I'm telling you, you may not know it. You are just giving us content to consume. One popular actress, I was watching, I was just loafing around, and I saw one popular actress online singing, you know, beside the craze, now God I the praise, and she was wearing pant and bra. And then you give your phone to your children, you leave them to flow around Instagram without checks because you're a good father. The seed you plant in the ground is a deliberate decision. That's what I'm telling you. However you choose to invest in your future is a deliberate decision. Because when it comes down to the nitty-gritty of it, people choose based on value. If I choose to go with you for the rest of my life, it's not beauty. There's a value. There's something I've seen, which I may never tell you. It was just last 2 weeks I told my wife, do you know that this is one of the reasons why I decided to marry? After 14 years, I never told her. Because men don't talk. People don't know that men don't talk. People don't know that men really talk. They talk, but you see the thing in their heart. Eh? It takes time to hear it. People don't know. See, I like him. It's very funny.
Okay.
Give me my scripture. When you see a man saying, mommy, this is the person I must marry. You don't know why. It's not your beauty. He has gone somewhere and they told him, that girl's destiny is very bright. If you marry her, you will go far. He will not tell you. He will know it in his heart. And he will say, I will die here. I will die here. If I don't marry, I will not marry. You will never know. Until when you are doing your 50th anniversary. Stay there. So I just do. He's so passionate about me.
Okay.
Don't go and ask any man. So why do you really want to marry? Don't wait. Don't go and try. You will not hear the truth. He will just tell you. I actually feel your vibe. You know, you are so spiritual. Story. For the seed shall be what? Please sing with me. For the seed shall be what? This is a prophetic word from the Lord. If you plant your seed, it will not die.
Amen.
Go ahead. Take a step of faith. Take a step of faith. The seed will be what? Prosperous. I know you want to hear God for everything, but plant the seed. Take a step of faith. Because even when some people say they want to hear God, they will still not do anything. God will tell them, do it. They see God that will come and plant the seed for them. Then God will tell them, okay, wait, let me go and check whether it's green. God doesn't have anything to do because of you. God is not a farmer. This is a word of assurance for those of you who are procrastinating. Oh, should I go into this business? Should I do this? Should I take this step of it? What's the worst that can happen? They will tell you no. God never says no to productivity and hard work. God is a hard worker. You need to understand the nature of God. The time you should be working, you are praying. Do you want to be a pastor? Prayer is good. I'm a stickler for prayer, but don't get it twisted. Don't go to your boss's office and he's talking. Are you doing incantation? What is going on in this office? I will sack you. Oh, God, what's that? I do not do. You are sacked. You are fired. What is that? We don't know if you are praying for us or you are. Because I'm not seeing this kind of thing. You are in IT department. Oh, is that why we asked you to come for this meeting? Is the guy just praying in tongues? You cannot even learn to pray in your mind. Because that one is not prayer. You must groan, groan. You are a groaner. Ebenezer, you are inspiring me. He said, for the seed shall be prosperous. Say amen.
Amen.
He said, and the vine shall what? Shall give. Can you see the process? From seed to vine. To fruit. Start now. Start now. Eh? Okay, don't pray again. Go and plant that. That one you are. Go and put it in the ground. Don't forget I told you. Nothing significant in your life will happen without sacrifice. You may need to sell your iPhone. Do you think anybody will give you money to succeed? You think so? Go and sell all you have. The Bible says Jesus was teaching and he said a man found a piece of land and he found that there was treasure in it. What did he do? He sold what? Everything he had. He didn't sell some. That means the guy, he sold this, he sold his phone, his money wasn't enough. Sold his shoe, it wasn't enough. Sold his shirt. I mean, wait till there. Just pack everything. And he went to buy one precious item. That means the value of that one precious item was more than everything he had together. Jesus already told us what we needed to do. The problem is that many of us are too attached to things to see the will of God. Give me that scripture. Let's round up. Say, the seed shall prosper us and the vine shall give her fruit. God says, if you respond by faith and you start sowing your seeds, look at where your industry is going. What kind of programs or courses do you think could be relevant in the next 5 or 10 years? Don't forget about the one you are seeing now. Sir, there's a new software, Devin, that came out last week. Are you aware of it? Devin, you are aware, sir? That I've always wanted one of my children to be a software. In fact, my dream is that they will come and do apprenticeship with you. Let you show them paper. Because they are very relaxed. When they speak in turn, these people, they don't know. So I wonder, it's a secret plan, no? It's just that you are hearing it. Devin came out recently, a master state-of-the-art program software. Do you know Devin? Uh-huh. So some of you are current in this church. Devin can write a string of codes and correct itself. It's a revelation. It's on the order of the Elohims. Somebody will write a string of codes from start to finish, no break, and will correct itself and fix the bug. So question is, that my son that I want to go and study computer engineer or software, are you sure there will be anything like software engineering in the next 20 years? If all I have to learn, do you understand? I'm not saying it. AI is limp. See, technology is limp. It's jumping. It's not working again. And you are here. I said, go and sit down. When you go home today, don't eat. Go and sit down and look at your industry and see where that industry will be in the next 20 years. Then ask yourself, what kind of course or courses or certifications or programs do I need to start preparing for? Most likely, if you have Devin and you have all this Figma and all of this, most likely you may still have a lot of project management going on in the next 10, 15 years. So if you want to go into project management, that's a fantastic area. And if you have tech background with project management, that's fantastic. Because what we will do in Nigeria, what I'm going to do for you people is that we will block Devin. We will not let Devin enter this country. Me and all the prayer warriors in this church, we are going to pray. Devin will not come in. See, it's like devil. You know, do you understand what I'm saying? So, you now, that's the only way to show your spirituality. You pray against progress. I want you to be thinking. Because while you are still thinking and you want to go and take that course, people younger than you have gone far. They've taken advanced level courses. You want to sit in an interview with a 22-year-old graduate, who has done ACCA. You just passed, but he has done it only like 2 years ago. He's young. He has CFA. You are still praying whether he should do it. God, should I do it? Should I not do it? Because in your mind, it's about favor. Hallelujah. It's about favor. Yes, there's favor.
But before favor, you must pass the test of labor. God wants to see that you are hardworking. Go and check everybody got favor. They were not lazy. Go home and think. Call your dolphin. Call your inu. Call anything that is in your mind, in your heart, that you can be honest with. And tell yourself, the way I am learning, am I too slow? Or am I too fast? And make a decision today. The future beckons to all of us. The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof. Rise on your feet, let's pray.